beginnen können da mit sagt das bekommen da das war beginnen man auf beginnen das nach beginnen die morgen hisch war kosse a kosse each little ish the basic is equating a woman to a man which takes to qualify it says well hainu dav kehecha da parsha nemer blashon zacha that's specifically when it said in the masculine they were telling you that the woman has the same halachas like the man so although all of Torah is written blashon zacha that's they're telling you that the woman has the same halacha kehidah resh tmur like in the beginning of the tmur the bezin bez the perfect tmur asked them I it's a riboy then tmur why do you need a riboy regarding the halacha tmur lefesh parsha nemer blashon zacha. Okay, so it said in the masculine v'hishar kosev ish leish based on the source our Gemara brings woman's compared to man so that was the context where we said that they're the same. That's what he just says in the Lashon Zoch. But where it says explicitly ish, then actually vadi hasim tzarich riba. Then you need to have a special ribui. Kehida pek arba mis like the month and then zav samach bav merav. When it says ish ki yikala, man, when it's going to occur, same lately ish. I only know man. Ish nine. How do you know woman? Because that's not including the generic umbrella of being mashva isha li ish. Because it says explicitly ish. This is the time you can say, like, come on, but sure, should not come back and be like more than Mendal and base and takes over the mask of Shar Isha. Dama the Gemara says, Shar Shiva, Levi Shar Isha, why say seven to tell you the ox of a woman? Come, Shar Shahamis, that's regarding an ox that kills. Question is, am I Yitzhak Reba? Why didn't you need a special Reba for a woman? No, Austin likes the Bish, doesn't say over the Ish. Now, Avakam the Siv Gamba, all of you must, in the Lashon Zachab Alm, it's just a masculine terminology, and that we said already that we already include women. You don't need a special Reba. So my main time, it says the Makshin Hasim, because no, there's a hekesh over there, Nekichel Amisim, Nekichel Nezakim. The goring for death and the goring for damages. Now, Habi Yalfinim and Nezakim, you would have learned that from the halacha of damages. Tachsibu, the possession of Meshchabal, Ish, Ki Yigif, Shar Ish, the man is going to gore the acts of another man. Oh, so it says over the Ish, Lamut Ish, to exclude a woman, he loved to rebuy the crow, if you didn't have a rebuy, the pasuk, therefore you have to say a special rebuy of Isha. Next test not to begin with the words of the Gemara. Asher Tosin Lefneim, what's in front of them? Hishvah Kosev Isha Leish, that we're equating a woman to man for the halacha of Dinim. Test his statement to one, because Lefneim La'ayri, that Lefneim is not talking about Elu G'shem La'dun, only for those that are valid to judge. And it's talking about courts. B'chein Dershin B'perek Basa D'Gitin, on the Pechesim and Beis, Lefneihem, that you should put the judgments in front of them. Lefnei Ha'Gedis, and not in front of just regular people. It has to be valid judges. And the isha pesula laden, and the woman is actually invalid to judge. The non-paying bar seven, like the gemara nidlam memtazim beis says, called kasha laden, kasha laid. Whoever is valid to judge is valid to testify. Now the isha pesula hid, woman is invalid to testify. The minmachim, like gemara says, living the pechasam and al pech, she was eitz and she was davlam and bealt. So how could we be including women from here? The Hashemita says what he says that he the paying bar seven, the gemara nidlam memtazim beis that says whoever is kasha to judge is kasha to testify. But ish iris talking about a man. Any man that's valid to judge is valid to testify. But it doesn't mean that whoever is valid to judge can testify, because yeah, you could have a woman that could judge but cannot testify. And in the Chsiv, in the fact that it says the Pasuk in Shaiftim Dalad, the Yishavtes Yisrael, the Devarah, that the Devarah was a judge, so that places in the Havi Raya, can't bring a proof which places is assuming that the Ish Kshay Lodin, that a woman is valid to judge, because the Shemba Yibakam Nais HaLim Shemishkhan, maybe Bahar was specific. Was because of the divine presence. The rest of it, so it's not a proof from there. But Tosfos is saying that well, a lefneim wouldn't exclude women because it could be women could be judges too. And Tosfos is saying that we can say begitin on the pechasim beis dershin on the gemara darshin lefneihem. What's in front of them telling us? Lebuti hajedz takes good commoners. Now, so that's what learning it from lefneim. Baruch Hashem and Abbasicha. Here we're using the word lefneim to include women for the halachas of din. So what are we learning out from lefneim? So it says, Bashim, you can say, the Hasam and Mayid, the reason why we're excluding over there is, Mashum de Lefneim koi a Elohim the Chsiba Parsha. You're right, Lefneim itself is including women, but Lefneim is also a qualifier of Elohim, which are the judges, and saying that it has to be Elohim, which are Mumchim, which are not a greatest. Then it says, you can say, Beloy Lefneim, what do you mean? Even without Lefneim, typically to be Mumchim, Elohim. What do you mean? Elohim itself tells us that they have to be professionals. Why do you need Lefneihem at all? The Shemitah says what you could say is no. The Lefneihem Itzrich, you need Lefneihem to teach you L'chol Dvar Isu B'Kfiyah. For all things that the Bezdin forces and gets people to do things, Af B'She'ein Din, that even though it's not the Din itself, the Boy Mumchan, that also needs to have professionals. So Lefneihem is a qualifier for other things that also requires Elohim. Chimucha Per Kamat Asen, that is also obvious when the first place of Nindav Zayim Rebbe is the Darsh Masha Tosim, which is the words right before Lefneihem. Elu Klei Hadayon, these are the tools of the judges. See that even that needs to be by Momchen. Next, there's an Asta beginning with Bigmara, Behemis Isha Isha. So this is another source that we say that a woman is like a man, which Tosfos says, Tame, it's a wonder, because the Kra Kama, first Pasuk, Yigach Shor Es Ish O Es Isha, we have an earlier source for this halacha. You want to say that when Mashva Isha Lish, for the Misa, that for this halacha of Kaifa, that they're going to be the same, you have an earlier Pasuk. When the ox is going to gore a man or a woman, how about the hachal asu should have brought it over here? Because the makrida behemis ish could actually this pasuk that Agamar does bring darshin b'shoshen nagzim above the chamish leiman of mebez mebez ma ish, just like a man the zakav liyosha v'chulu, his damages go to his inheritors. And v'chi is also that's what says over behemis isha isha. I'm going to be kibbutz is v'chi ma'abazal nei. What's coming to teach us v'chay bal isha ke ish? What do you mean to make a woman liable like a man? How do you aim a kigav shay v'chulu? We already have that pasuk. Elahakash Ishla Israel is coming to compare a woman to a man, Ma Ishna Zakul Yashavakhulu. So therefore Tais Bader says, really we shouldn't have brought this pasuk, really should have brought an earlier pasuk. Next is Master begin with the Gemara Lachom Mises. That for all deaths, which claim in other words, Tais qualifies, in other words, Shachayom Nalei Misa, when we're saying we're comparing woman to men for Misa, what that means to say is that Shachayom Aleihem, that you'll be liable for their death, misa ikayv kamal ish, like when you kill a man. That's what the pasuk tumah. The behemis isha isha is not to execute the man or woman, but if an ox kills a man or woman, that there's going to be liability for the mazik. Now, b'samach nami kamar, and surely also the gemara indicates this because it says mishiv ibud nesham because of loss of life. Chashach manaleh, the Torah is concerned for her. And b'lo erbi isha shemisa shedeschayv kamesh. Not saying that a woman is liable to be killed. To be that kills like to be liable like a man. It's saying if you kill hard, you'll be liable like when you kill a man. Next is not the beginning with the words of the Gemara, because of atonement chaser achmana Allah. So you could say maybe for atonement the Torah was concerned for her to allow atonement. Tzitz has been turning. Tzitz has to take a second look. He says, wait a second. To the contrary, im lehukshu leinyanjikla, if they were not compared for punishments at all, koshkin abachasal atvei, it wouldn't be more compassion than her, shlohaya ba einish, that there wouldn't be any punishment at all, and that b'lohayt tzitzrichin kapol kala, she wouldn't need an atonement at all in the first place. Hashem says, he says, no, the izakha, we needed the pasuk leinish maksum behed benashim, there are certain punishments explicitly mentioned by women, kagan arayis, for example, by arayis, and we want to tell you, sheshtav kabra, that they do have atonement for those sins, for those punishments that the Torah does mention. Next, this master begins with the Gemara Nizcha El Pchas Nebela. This that we're saying it's Tashlumen of Hanizik by Mazbe Tashlumen. Where's the Nizik and Tashlumen? It's only the Pchas Nebela. Now, Tzitz says, I've got the Shogun Lavli Day. What do you mean? If you're Paganiska Knasa, how could you say that Pchas Nebela is considered as Tashlumen and Nizik? But even what he's taking is not his. Yeah, but Makamakam, what does it say? Given the Zachel Rahman, the Chazin Nizik, ultimately the Torah does merit him in this half of damage. Chazin, like the East of the Shulman, it's considered as if what he's getting. He's still paying with that. Mashal b'chas nevela love this, that the depreciation of the carcass is on him. And that is v'lei motzah, amalei l'mazig, the sage says, sorry, that it is a chiddush of it. He cannot tell the damage. When the horn of your ox is buried in my animal, because visual el, like we explained previously, yodam b'biz d'masal l'nitzcha, and therefore that's the chiddush that the nizik is part of the tashlum, even my dhamma pati nizka g'masa. Next person asks to begin with the gemara, imish m'chatzik kaifram, if you say because of have a kaifram, oh, lab shiuruhu. She place explains that the Gemara is really not really asking a question per se, meaning rejecting the answer of Palganiska Knasa. It's actually the other way. It pirdish the likshi that you should really ask that Lamanda Amar Palganiska Mamina, according to the one who holds that that Chatzinazik is Mamin. So the question is Maishai the Haishai. So what's he leaving over to leave over something else? The Leishai the Chatzikayver. Because only leaving the Chatzik over the Haman Rizik Lili, because who is Rizik Lili? V'lei Shai Klum, and therefore you're not really leaving over anything else. Kai Gab Nekel Perek Shlach Min. That's what the Gemara says. Nosdav Lamachas Beis. Very Chalul Zekad of Nosdav Beis. That's what the Gemara is asking. That you will only have one thing because of this one thing that we're saying that the other Mandam has my Shai the High Shai, but you don't have his thing extra, so you only have one thing now. So the Gemara answers. Continue to taste the Maslo Haman Rizik Lili. Adam Tamisham Chatzik Kaver. As Tosfos explains, and the v'had the mu'ud misham kaifah shalom, and moreover, this the mu'ud pays full kaifah for tam chatzik kaifah lav shiuchu. That's not leaving over a case to atana. We already learned this idea. Tam misham chatzik nazik, mu'ud misham nazik shalom, but kaifah chalom, the kaifah is included in that categorical thing. Then Tosfos from turn begin to say, akati listni the mu'ud misham kaifah. What do you mean? It should still tell us that mu'ud pays kaifah. Avkasha, meaning to tell you, Avkasha Shabeskilam, because there is a chiddush, even though the ox gets stoned. Whereas with Tam Shabeskilam, when Tam gets stoned, Potter, Avalar Bisiglili, even according to Bisiglili, is going to be Potter. Because the Yehuvah Lebezin, the Yishalom is continued to Omidei's Lach, which is basically that you only collect from the Tam itself, and therefore it's going to get executed, there's nowhere to collect from. So that should be a difference between Tam and Mu'ud. We can say is no shubachlal that's included. Shatam shamachatzin is mukuf. I told from his body, and since you're stoning him, you can't get anything. So you're right. We already know that halacha. So we didn't have to say it. Then says we can say him high time. But for that same reason, my lamukev like Rabbi Kiva. Why didn't you say that it could even be like Rabbi Kiva to play to betam mechatzik kaver that he exempts tam from mechatzik kaver because that kasher shubeskilo because when the ox is stoned, like itzuch lemisnei shapat mechatzik kaver. We don't have to say that he's exempt mechatzik kaver. Did not because you learned shatam shamagufay. And you pay from the body, so bring it to court and I'll pay you, and you can't because it's getting stoned. And if it's not being stoned, like if it's only a testimony of one aid or Rabbi Bible or based on the owners, so they're not, but from Rabbi's Allah, the man that he says, later on the Rabbi's Ben Chayrin, if an ox kills a free person without intent, pot is exemption. Like it says in the Pesach, you suck up of yumas, that the ox will be stoned and no one's going to have to pay, which is called matzah shabeskila. Only if the ox gets stoned, ba misham kaver, do the owners pay kaver. But since it's not going to be stoned, so it doesn't pay kaver. So then you can just say it's like a rekiva. Why do you have to say it's even like a basic lily? The Hashem says we can say it's the enoch nami. You're right. Truth is the rekiva nami kaver labashir. According to rekiva, it's also not left over the case of kaver. But like Hamas, so why don't we say I'm on Rabbi Kiva? It's Rabbi Kiva. Mishum the Darish for a different reason. Because he dashed in the Shoshan Nukah above a Chemish later on the Membez and Malav Noki. When it says abolish a Noki, it means midmei Evid. He doesn't have to pay the value of a slave. Me Rabbi Kiva, different. Rabbi Kiva, listen, Isha Tam, put them in midmei Evid. Hashem told us that a Tam is exempt from the midmei Evid. And then, my Shai da Hai Shai, what are you leaving over with? Are you leaving over this? Lamanda Mapagad is Kimamayin, according to the one who holds Chatz Nez Gizmaman. Because the Yimish Shabbatzi Kaiv, if you say have a Kaiv, love Shira, that's not a Shira, not Shatam Shabbatzi Nez Magufay. And therefore, that's why he didn't want to say Makiva for a different reason. We would have a different question about what's being left out. Necessary to even say, Manole, the Isler basically, the weird is the Gemara get to say they basically hold that Tam Shabbatzi Kaiv pays Chatzi Kaiv for Yimish Shabbatzi if you say because he darshans later on. That's when the word Naki uses it, with many blood to say from the value of the aborted fetuses, but like Darshan Naki Mechatzi Kaiv doesn't use Naki to exempt from Chatzi Kaiv. That's not a proof. Maybe he holds the potter that you'll be exempt because the kasher herbeskilo, because when the ox gets stoned, so then you'll destroy the best mishamlach. And the kasher herbeskilo, so potter medrav from Rambam's halacha. So how do you know? Maybe he holds you would be potter from chatzik kaver. The Shem says we can say is known. The hodikama, this that the Gemara says, the time misham chatzik kaver. You're right, it's not that we know definitively holds like that. Like, in other words, what we're trying to say is the Motzi sub of the Misham Chatzikav, he could hold that you pay Chatzikav, but lo yizbed Rabbah. In other words, and it won't hold like this teaching of Rabbah. Rather, like Krib Tarfin, the Islay, Namel, the Commander, they don't actually kids at regular, and the parakids at regular, Chavav Madav, the Tam Misham Chatzikav, that the Tam would pay a Kaifer. And the Inam is filled with Rebusik Lili, and if Rebusik really holds the Tam, Lo Misham Chatzikav. Mishum the Rabba left Shiur who could have breaches. So then it's not left over. As we explained, so we're just saying that he could hold that. But then the same thing is that Muslim Ahmed the Gemara could have said Hamani, who is the Tam of Shimon Zemhi? Darsh Hasim, because he expounds about it from the word Naki something else that he's exempt from the value of its skin. And Ludide Nami, and according to him also crave a left shiur, it's not a remnant. And really the Gemara could have said like him, also, not just like a basic Louis.